and maybe you can remember something that's going to help you be excited about service, or at least say that she talked long enough and I can say I've been through a tradition meeting. So the first tradition, it simply states that no one person is more important than the group. No, I mean, not the person with 20 years, not the person that started the group with a coffee pot and resentment, not because you know that's all it takes to start some meetings. When you come, I'm telling you, sometimes all it takes is two strong personalities, and Khalil said one it is one, but the two in the same person. See, it's the person that want to participate, and it's that person that want my way. Self-centeredness is the core of our disease, whether it's in practice and principles, in the traditions, practice and principles on your job, practice and principles, you know, with your mate. That's the foundation of it. So the first tradition says that everybody has a voice. You got 24 hours and you decided you wanted to stay for a business meeting and they're voting, raise your hand. Raise your hand. And your vote count just like the person that's the chairperson that's been there forever. Your voice count. And why does your voice count? Because we're all equal. The traditions teach us in the basic text, in the beginning, it says that it dispels the old lie. Once an addict, always an addict. We are not the same people. We can do the same things, but don't mean we're the same people. You know, traditions don't ensure, just like steps don't ensure, you might be non-using, but you're still narcotics in it. Traditions don't, nor the steps ensure that your time is uninterrupted, but you might not been on the count since you've been here. For all y'all people not like me, the count is. The count is when you, you know, when you commit criminal activities, you get caught, you stand in front of a judge, they say step in the box, and you come to in a place where they say at 4 o'clock count time, they never count you right, it's a recount at 4:15. You know, sometimes if you're lucky, it's chicken or fish on Fridays. You know, I'm a punk, so I do state time, and we have showers only, no baths. So that's what the count means. Traditions and steps don't ensure that. But if you're able to internalize it, you will have a choice. Not using gives me a choice. So the first tradition say no one person is more important than the group. That means I'm an addict that needs Narcotics Anonymous. If the group is not there, where am I going to go? That's how important the survival of the group is. So watch this. It's a group already happening at 4 o'clock. I got a resentment in a coffee pot. I'm going to open another meeting, start another meeting at 4 o'clock on the same day around the corner. Now, a plausible but untrue reason, because the first step in the flat book say we tell plausible, which means it could be true, but it sure ain't. You know, I could say, well, you know, it's so many people. We want to diversify our message. We want to change our format. But it really is, you had a group conscience. You didn't vote my way. And I'm going to show you I was right. That's just what Khalil was talking about at home. You know, those of us that are parents, you do it because I said so. I don't need to explain to you why. It's my house, my way, or the highway. See, I heard all that. But what are we really practicing? The spiritual principle behind the first step and the first tradition is honesty. The inability to be honest, you can't get better. No, it is not your group. N.A. don't need you, Sasha. You need N.A. We don't care if you got every chair position. It don't need you. I don't know about you, but I did not get an engraved invitation stating, please come to N.A. We need your help. There's some people in here that you could really help. I didn't get that. Now, if you got that, don't let nobody know, because we're going to be jumped. We're going to be jumped. Now, the second tradition, you know, and people, I hear people all the time in meetings when you read it, they be saying, thank God, you know, when they say our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Thank God they don't govern. That's not the part you need to get twisted on. You need to get twisted on trusted. People can serve, but can they be trusted in the capacity that they serve? Now, this way the vote go. This way the vote go. Now, you my Ace Boone Coon, my BFF, all that. But I know that you robbing Peter to pay Paul. I know you are. I don't have to raise my hand and say, she ain't financially stable. I'm a group member. I hear people, you know, you hear people share, I'm still stealing from my job. And that's who you gonna vote for the treasurer? We ain't talking about personality. We're talking about, because watch this. If you don't vote for a trusted member, this ain't about ego. That's why, you know, we let people stand outside, but y'all good sharing people. You know they ain't vote for you. It was such and such that didn't vote for you. That's how you missed it. You got to be trusted with your vote. Because if you're not trusted with your vote, don't cry later to the area. They ran off with the group money. They didn't run off. You gave them permission to leave with your funds. They didn't run off. They didn't even walk by. They didn't run out of that. The difference between the group and the area, and even this right here, because I heard somebody had a question, well, why, if NA is a nonprofit, why is this incorporated? Because all of us don't work with being trusted. No, you steal from here, you're going to jail. You steal from the group, they'll let you come back. They'll hug you. Forget that. And it's because it's not for us that are here. It's people on the way that we ain't even met yet. And you are not going to mess that up. I got people that need to be here in my family. I wanted to be around. You know, I need some oil on my son right now. I'm waiting and praying. You know, that's what we're talking about. If you don't have trusted servants, it's going to negate the first tradition because the group ain't going to survive. The place that you rent from don't care if you can't pay your rent because the trusted servants ran away with the money. They want their rent. They want their rent. Don't get on NA.com and share. And if you do share, share honestly. I was irresponsible. And I allow myself to do what was the wrong thing for the newcomer. So maybe that might be the month where y'all don't tell nobody and everybody put an extra dollar in the basket to pay that rent. Because it must be paid. Coffee is not a part of NA. It's a luxury. When y'all break down that money at y'all business meeting, I hope you got a prudent reserve. That mean enough on the side to pay your rent in case you run short a month. That's what it mean. And every so often when y'all have a business meeting, ask your treasurer to produce the prudent reserve. They're probably being a sealed envelope, not open. Because, look, all green money in my pocket. Okay, my birthday Monday. I'm taking all money right now, right? But if you give me green money in my right pocket, and I got NA money in my left pocket, and I go to the store, and I only need two more dollars. And depending on if I have connected at that moment with my higher power, I might think I have a choice. I might think I might can use to it. But see, if I'm connected, I don't have a choice. I don't have it. But I'm not always, my connection ain't so strong that the lights automatically be on. Sometimes I need somebody to give me the clapper. Come on, Sasha. Here, that's what the phone call is for. Now, you know that ain't your money. Now, the humility is, if you spend the $2, even if you put it back, it's called stealing. Now, watch this. Now, we're going to see what you're working with, Sasha. Now, it ain't important, just important that you understand, because we said, what, understand the application with the traditions? I understand I stole. Now, am I going to promptly tell? Oh, I put the money back. Ain't nobody got to know. Okay, well, this time you took two. Next time you're going to take five. Yeah. And then it's all gone. Then you can't come to the meeting, at the business meeting. You sick. You know what I'm saying? Stuff happening. You know, just stuff like that happening. It might never happen to nobody else. I, you know, I go to a lot of meetings. I hear a lot of stuff. It might with them other people. you know, not us, them other groups, you know, them other groups. You know, they can't drink wine on Sunday, you know, them other groups, right? But, you know, so in the third tradition, we're talking about desire. Having a desire, you know, it says that the only requirement for membership is a desire. This is how it's twisted, because we got to read a tradition. I don't know who got a desire. Lord, you know that I've been here 10 times. They ain't going to stay this time either. Did you see what she got on? She didn't want to recover. He's sleeping with everybody. Like he in the bed by himself, you know what I mean? It's never the other person. We always talking with a person like, hey, they ain't got no co-conspirators going on. Right? You know, because the person is not going to stop using until they want to. Don't reduce Narcotics Anonymous to a drug program. A drug program is called treatment. It's meant to treat. Narcotics Anonymous, what do the readings say? What is Narcotics Anonymous? It's a fellowship of men and women. We say it's just a drug problem, treatment center. If it was, it would be no need for the steps. We talking about taking out the trash. Or when you take it out to fumigate your garbage can because it still stink. That's what 6 and 7 is. That's what 6 and 7. Oh, you can acknowledge you got some stuff, Sasha. What you gonna do about it? Now you ain't gotta do nothing. But until you do something, we're gonna smell you with your behavior. I'ma tell you, I just got married 3 weeks ago, right? No. I already know some people that I like. They can't come to my house. Couldn't come to my house before, definitely can't come to my house now. Because I got a man in it. And I know what you do, not because I'm judging you, because you've already shared and I listen. I'm not saying you can't get better, because I did. I'm not talking, we ain't talking about judge, I'm talking about because I did. I know how it is to date multiple people at the same time. Now, I thought it was okay because they knew about each other. You know, your name Monday and your name Tuesday, and don't call me on another day. You know, it's amazing. You know, well, when you get double digits, people forget what you did. Oh, I did that. You know, and it gets convoluted. So it's some help for you, but I'm talking about, I'm not bringing those kind of things in my space. Don't mean I won't take the detox if you need to go. Don't mean I won't share with you on the phone. Don't mean we can't go out. You understand? Because your desire and my desire might be different in certain areas. So I have to let you fan that desire. So when we see people come in, my sponsor said, find something about them that's like you. And when you can work on it in you, you definitely gonna help them work on it. Helping them working on it ain't talking about them. There's some people that know stuff about people that won't even clean when the people got here. You ain't gonna know that. You got 2 years. You better not tell me nothing about 1995. You got 2 years. First time here. You telling people what they did 20 years ago. Can you be trusted? And the same person telling you that, they're gonna be your sponsor? Our primary purpose is to help carry this message. Now I'm telling you, everybody been, and you're going to give me your 4-step? And we wonder why the newcomer don't come? We wonder why the newcomer think they got time to search and find. Well, I've only been here 5 years. I can get somebody soon. And we wonder. The proof is shown in the way we live. People don't care how you sound. People care what you do. People care what you do. And you know how they, you know why they care? Because they care what they do. They care what happened to themselves. We all, I'm hugging, I work, I do what. You know why? Because I don't want to use. My first year that I came to this convention, I was still practicing, you know, horse activities. Now, my sponsor put me in service. And I served from before the convention started on Thursday, helping set up, all the way until we went home on Sunday. I was too tired and didn't know nobody and didn't do nothing when it came to whorish activities. I didn't even know why she did that. But now I'm so grateful, because I wanted to come back that next year. And they ain't want to be saying, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, heck no. And see, my MO always being, you ain't going to tell it because you're going to leave money on the table. But it's not going to make me feel no better. She was showing me how to do things without telling me, but showing me, come on, let's do this. Come on, let's. And I was doing it. I don't have to know your story to know that you can get one in this mother. This story you get up in here can back you into a corner you can't get out clean. Right. This story, we talking about, you know, the fourth tradition, your groups are self-governed. It don't mean you run nothing. Your autonomy, choose a format. Choose a time. Just do that. It don't mean you're in competition with another group. Well, you know, we have 11 areas in this region. Well, you know, I don't go to that area over there. Oh, no, that's the white area. Oh, no, is that? Oh, okay. Need 2 for 15. And they only got it across town. And I done heard some stories about Baltimore. But if I do something, I'm going to Baltimore first. I know where all the spots at in Baltimore. But we'll get in here and we'll say, we'll be in group A and we'll go to group B. You are not allowed to have a picnic. We always have our picnic in May. How can you have too much good stuff to do in recovery? How can you have too much non-using activities to do in recovery? Why is this just your thing? You know, and I know we're not talking about areas not being in competition because we want to compliment each other. No, we don't want to have 2 dances on the same night. We don't in 2 different places. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about income. Oh, no. May is for this only. Don't have none else in May. Oh, no. April? We ain't doing nothing but Ocean City. Don't plan nothing. Girl, you better have your anniversary. Ain't nobody gonna be there. How you know? A newcomer you ain't even met yet might be there. How you know? So we make decisions based on our thinking. Now, what's that thing that's in our thinking? Uh-oh. The disease. Oh, wow. Okay, that's the thing that's in our thinking. And then we go down and we're talking about, you know, 6 and 7. Now, I've heard people say a lot of different things about 6th tradition. Oh, 6th tradition is the prayer tradition. That ain't in the book. That's not in the book. Now, people infer that for a lot of reasons. So, you know, I was real smart one time in recovery. Right now, I don't have no sense at all. Even though I just got a PhD, I ain't really smart no more. So, I emailed the World Service one year. And I said, hey, is it right that we pray in the meetings? Or what should we do about that? You know what the world said? Ask the group! I told you how to time it! You know what I'm saying? Ask the group! The group is the most powerful vehicle. Now, who makes up the group? The addict! That's why voting is important. Don't complain. They pray over here. They don't pray over there. They do this over there. Maybe you don't know what an NA meeting is. And if you don't know what an NA meeting is, look in the book. It tells you what field tradition. Does it meet at a specified date and time? Okay, check. Does it follow the 12 steps and 12 traditions? Check. Wait a minute. Is it just simply there to carry the NA purpose? Wait a minute. Is it there to carry the purpose of NA? If you don't know what the purpose is, how you know it's carrying it? The purpose, even though the purpose for the group is not freedom from active addiction. That's the purpose for the individual. Oh, the group is not an individual. The purpose for you and me is freedom from active addiction. Now, how you act in a group might cause you to go back. Because if you can make it up in here, buddy, now this is where they build soldiers. I'm a veteran. This is where they build soldiers. You got combat pay in this mother. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me what I'm doing might not be? Oh, okay. So let me check to see if it's for the purpose of NA. So if I pass the basket, and you people saying I'm passing the basket, I'm thinking the money is to support the group. So that money probably be doing what? Paying rent, buying literature. Now, you know, most of us have evolved to coffee. And we want it to be free in NA, but we give Starbucks $5. That's whatever. But anyway, so we have evolved to coffee. So y'all take all those expenses out. Now, what are we supposed to do with the rest of the money? Oh, send it to the area? We ain't getting the area all that money. Right? First of all, it's not your money. Once you put it in the basket, it's for a suffering addict. It's not your money. We don't get no W-2s off this mother. You can't put it on your tax form. They don't care. Wow, so you're going to, oh, okay, so what you going to do with the money? You know what? We got some extra money. The area don't need all that because the area don't need to keep replenishing the supplies because the area pay for free stuff. Like y'all like H&I. H&I don't buy their materials. You think jail's giving us money for the IPs? You think that all these positions that you go to, they're getting the stuff free? Now, we don't get gas. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying give to them. We're saying, you think this stuff is free? Free ain't free. Oh, that was just using. Oh, okay. You want us to panhandle. Oh, no, you want us to flip money by having special event dances. You want us to flip it. You want us to take 900 and bring back 2,000. You want us to hustle in NA. Because we still got our skills. We know that, look, we can get you up in this speed. Let's just bring EU up in here. You're giving $30 or $40. And somebody will say, you still putting a dollar in the basket? Well, I'm putting a dollar. Wait a minute, I'm putting a dollar. Your life ain't not worth nothing but a dollar. I'm saying if you got five. I ain't saying if you got one. If you ain't got but one, you know, I read a book somewhere that said 10%. That's just me. That ain't this book. But I'm just saying, because it's not how much you give, it's that you give. Because a grateful addict might not use. Wow. That's what I mean? Oh, okay. So we allow money. You know what? I need some Jordans. I know they 500. I need some Jordans. I'm going to stand in the long line for 3 hours. 3 hours I'm standing in the long line. Like the night before, you know, I'm going to be online. But I say, can you stay 15 minutes after the meeting for the bitches meeting? Oh, man, 15 minutes. Y'all need to have a group conscious inside the meeting. Take up sharing time. Y'all need to have y'all group consciousness inside the meetings. Take up sharing time. Don't let the newcomer have nothing to say. Do that. Oh, okay. Okay. So, should we pray or should we not pray? That is the question. How is it answered? Let's go to a meeting on a regular basis. Let's stay for the business meeting. Let's make it our home group. And then you will decide. And you'll be right. So let's talk about the seven tradition. This is so funny because people say, this is the money tradition. We ain't just talking about money. We ain't just talking about money. We're talking about, can you pay your rent and not pass the basket for it? Can you not be outside? Can I get $2? I just need a sandwich. Ain't nothing wrong with needing a sandwich every day. I need a sandwich too. Ain't nobody giving me no sandwiches. Wait a minute. Oh, you know, right now I don't have a job. You know you don't. Your hair get done more than mine. Y'all say help the dummy first. I might be crazy, but you know, I done came a long way. I don't just give my money up for macadamia nuts and soap no more. I just can't buy everything you're saying no more. You know, I done done a lot of that. So what do traditions really encompass about living your life? Because we're talking about the 12 steps. We're saying that the 12 steps says having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the steps. We ain't saying you can't have a lot of spiritual experiences before you get there. Waking up in the morning, not having a taste in your mouth is an experience that will cause you to remember, which will cause you to, you know, come to, not wake up. But that's not the experience we're talking about here. We're talking about an awakening as a result of these steps. What steps? Those steps. You know? And so as we have that awakening, we can do stuff like, it's better to be peaceable than to be right. You know what happened to me? I started praying instead of preying on people. That son that I left for 2 years and came back, I wish that mother hunter would leave. That's the only boy I know, college educated, ain't got no sense. It allowed me the same thing. I told you I had whorish behavior. I told you I got married 3 weeks ago. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about a transformation. Not that the old me was bad, because the first step says when I could no longer stand my old ways, then I begin to change. But it also said it's not where we were, but where we're going. So if you ain't in service, get in service. And guess what? If you're not in service, you need to put Narcotics Anonymous on your 8-step. You owe them an amends. You owe them an amends. You've been stealing. Not doing nothing. Put NA on your list, make an amends in 9 by doing something. My name is Sasha. Thank y'all for letting me share.
At this time, I want to thank